As the Iraqi election campaign enters its final days, we're going to be hearing from people in Baghdad, their thoughts about the vote, and their feelings about their lives more than 2.5 years since the American invasion. We begin with Abu Amir, a 24-year-old who works building furniture in the Karada district of the city.
Elections are a source of hope for Iraqi people. But if the situation remains like it has been for 2 years now, without security, without anything, no one should be optimistic. They should just wait for their turn to die. You see the situation in the Iraqi street, particularly in Baghdad. The streets are miserable. We cannot work. We cannot leave our houses because of the explosions, the assassinations that are happening every day in our neighborhoods. We have to sit home because it is better for us. You have come to the Karada district. Karada is a safe place. When you go to other places, you will see black cloth banners saying this person has been killed and that person has been killed. Because there is no government, no security, besides no water and no electricity. When I return back to my neighborhood, I see no power. We turn on the generator all day, except for an hour when the national power goes on. I consider Iraq as a failure if there is no security and stability. If there is security and stability, I leave my house to my work carefree. I drive my car and no one steals it. I don't want to go out and see other people's cars stolen. The most important things are security and stability. If these two things exist, we will be able to live. If they do not exist, then we will not be able to live in Iraq. I would prefer to leave Iraq and live in another country.
Abu Amir works as a carpenter in Baghdad. We'll be hearing from other Iraqis throughout the week leading up to Thursday's election.